Now MoneyLife looks at what the survey said. This is The Survey Said on MoneyLife. It's where we dig into surveys, studies, polls, any kind of research or data that's going to help us understand what people are doing for, with, and about their money. And in this case, we're talking about what they're not doing with their money, which is they're not necessarily buying life insurance, because there is new research out which looks at how people are not necessarily getting coverage. Here to discuss it, Hari Srinivasan. He is Chief Executive Officer at iCover Insure, which you can learn about at iCoverInsure.com. Hari Srinivasan, welcome to Money Life.
Chuck, thanks for having me.
Insurance is something that most people, you know, it's not like you want to spend your money on insurance. In fact, we'd all love to be able to spend our money and never really collect, because we'd be living forever. We'd never have accidents if we're talking about things like auto insurance and the rest. But what are the primary reasons why folks are not insuring themselves? Is it simply that they don't understand enough about how it works, or they're anticipating that it's going to be worse than it is? What is stopping people from getting proper coverage?
All of that put together, Chuck, if I may, and it happened to me as well and my co-founder, Nicole. So when you look for life insurance, you know, it's a complicated process. It takes time. Nobody has that kind of time because, you know, real life gets into the way. And then also understanding the value. A lot of them don't understand that, you know, do I really need life insurance? And some of them think it's expensive, so they stay away from it.
In terms of who's getting insurance, how much of this is generational? In other words, when you're young, ironically, is probably when you need more insurance, but you're not figuring you can afford it. When you're older, you're looking, et cetera. And I had a conversation with a young person recently who was like, no, I'll get life insurance when I'm older. And I'm like, well, when you're older, you won't need it as much as you need it now with young kids and what have you. So how much of this is generational?
That's a great point. You know, I've interviewed some folks as well, and, you know, some of them got into it early on, and it's because, you know, the dad had it or the granddad had it. And, you know, it's natural that they get educated on the importance of that and they automatically get life insurance. For the others, you're spot on. You know, they think that you have to wait a certain age or get to a certain stage in life when you have to secure life insurance. But, you know, as you and I know, the earlier you get into it, the better the benefits and the pricing and everything else.
One of the things that happens is that people who need life insurance are frequently swayed by a lot of those television commercials we see. And yet, whether it's the television commercial or it's the policy that they get offered through their employer, where they're then told, hey, you know, you can extend this a little bit. And it seems like not much money. But historically, those are the worst policies because they're priced for a whole bunch of people who can't get coverage otherwise. The insurers have to act like you have one foot in the grave. So for most people, it shouldn't be hard at this point to get a relatively cheap, not that big life insurance policy that gives you what you need without having to pay too much. And too much could be like, oh, this is a plan that costs 10 bucks a month, but it's bad insurance. It's still too much, right?
And that's true. In fact, I think we recently worked on an education piece on this. So anytime when you think about life insurance, you know, you don't have to throw everything you need in there, right? It's not a lottery ticket. It's something like a bridge loan that covers you to an extent where you need it, and then you're on your own. Because normally when you talk to some, you know, you get the perspective that when you go for life insurance, you need to, you know, look at, you know, how many kids you have, the college education fees, the cars you have, housing, all of that. And by the time you add up, you're paying a ridiculous amount of money for premiums. It doesn't justify it. So starting with the right amount of coverage you need and the pricing, and like you said, it is not that expensive nowadays if you go for the right coverage.
And in terms of going for the right coverage, it's also the right type of insurance, because I use the example of my late father-in-law, who always said that he was not great at investing, but he was great at paying his bills. And as a result of that, he saved using insurance because he would always pay the bill, whereas he might not have paid it if he said, oh, I can get a cheaper insurance policy and invest the difference. But Nobody likes paying for insurance and getting nothing. And that's what they feel like, even though they were protected the whole time. They just didn't have a catastrophic event. Are we watching the trends move towards things that are going to be, if you're paying, you're going to get something one way or the other? Or are people taking policies, hey, it's a term policy, and I know that as soon as I don't need it anymore, I'm out?
You know, this is a great question as well. Things are moving. You know, term used to be the most popular type of insurance because of the pricing, right? The premiums. But now, a lot of younger generation, they're looking at creating wealth through insurance. And a lot of whole life policies are popular nowadays where you get something, you get living benefits out of it versus just going for the death benefit, because there's no glamour nowadays with just waiting for death benefit. Just go for living benefits, especially when you're young. That would make a lot of sense.
Insurance can be complicated. But these days, it's not that hard to go, oh, I need an insurance coverage. Let me go find it. How important is it to have an insurance advisor or to have some way that you can say, okay, I can develop the same general experience without one?
Great question. And I always, when I get asked this question, right, I talk about robo-investing. So financial investment, you know, had to go through a similar process 5 years, 10 years back. But now if you see, there are a lot of emerging platforms where you don't need to talk to a financial advisor, right? You just log in depending on your appetite and the money you want to invest. You have avenues. You have several avenues to do that. And I would say life insurance is similar to that. The products have become more easier in terms of understanding that. Insurance companies have become better in terms of, you know, making you understand what it stands for, what benefits you get out of it. So I don't think you really need somebody in the middle, if you ask me. That's my perception, and that's where the industry is moving as well, making things simple.
I'm never sure that most consumers will find insurance simple, but hopefully they won't find it daunting, or as daunting as they're finding it now. Hari Srinivasan, thanks so much for joining me on the show to talk about it.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me. Great questions. Love it.
Hari Srinivasan is the Chief Executive Officer at iCoverInsure. Online at iCoverInsure.com if you are looking for more information on insurance and trying to figure out what's going to be right for you. And we, of course, hope that living the money life is right for you. And if it is, stick with us, because we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more. I assure you that's correct.